This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Charles Werner joins me on the program. He is the chief for the City of Charlottesville Fire Department. How are you, sir? Thanks for your patience.
I'm doing great. Glad to be here.
Let me ask you first. I want to ask you about the Taco Bell. Were you up there when that was burning this weekend?
I was there for a brief period of time, just making sure that if they needed any more assistance, which they had all the assistance they needed at the time.
Yeah. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but we haven't seen a big commercial structure fire like that around here in quite a while, right?
Yes, that is true.
So what happened?
Well, you know, it's a county incident, so I can't speak too much to what happened, except these type of structures are typically, if they get a fire that's in a concealed space, they're very difficult sometimes to realize are in existence. So these types of buildings are notorious for being and having serious fires, I believe, on a national basis when they do get started like that. But you'd mentioned something about a delay in calling, and I don't know if there was a delay in the call, in this particular call or not, but let me share something with you from a book called The Unthinkable. And what they did is they went and researched people's reactions to major disasters like 9/11, Katrina, and other hurricanes and so on. And they determined that people have what's called a disaster personality. And it breaks down into three specific things that people do. And the more quickly that you realize this, the quicker you make a decision. The first part is denial. If you see something, you go, that's smoke. Is that smoke? No, that's not smoke. And you let it go, and you look more, and you spend more time. What you really need to go with is your gut. That doesn't look right. Get out. Call 911. The next piece is deliberation. So you're going through the process and trying to evaluate, is it something, not something, and how long you take in that process determines how quickly you respond. And the last one is when you finally come to that point of a decisive action. And that's when you make the call, get out of the building, do something. And when they really measured people at 9/11 specifically, the number of people who felt the building shake enormously and could smell smoke and still didn't leave the building, you got to take these things all into account.
We're talking with Charles Werner of the City of Charlottesville Fire Department. And that whole process can cost lives, right?
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
So at the, we had seen some reports that there may have been some delays in calling 9/11 with this Taco Bell fire up Route 29 this past weekend. Just a tragic, horrible fire. And no one was hurt, I believe, and certainly no one perished in the fire. Everybody got out. But the building, if you haven't driven by to see it, and they got it roped off, but it's completely destroyed. They're going to have to tear this thing down, I guess.
Well, yes, and we do see that when people delay in calling 911, that it often results in fires becoming much more serious and people becoming injured or, in some of the more serious cases, killed. So this time of year, we've got a lot of things happening in the homes. We've got heating. We've got candles. We've got fireplaces. We've got decorations. It's really a time when we're adding a lot of new elements to the house. And this is our busiest time of year with fires because of heating and candles and all those things combined. So I'm trying to make that point of that whole disaster personality of saying, if it doesn't feel right, call 911 right now. It doesn't cost you anything for us to come over and make sure it's safe, and that's what we're here for.
Yeah, we're talking with Charles Werner. 977-1070 is the phone number. I wanted to ask you about that, too, because it always seems this time of year that we start hearing more about home fires. Now, certainly this Taco Bell is a big commercial fire and evidently had something to do with a new roof they were putting on there. But we've already heard reports of a chimney fire, a basement fire, and it's already started. And it hadn't really even gotten super cold yet, but we're already hearing results, this time of year of these tragedies that take place. And I know we're, y'all get very, very busy. What do you tell folks at this time of year? What should we be keeping in mind as we start up the heaters and start having fires in the fireplace and this kind of thing?
Well, it's always a good idea before you start using your heating devices, before each winter season, to get them checked. Unfortunately, we're already kind of into that weather, but still not too late. The other thing is, when you're using wood stoves and fireplaces, especially if you use them a lot, it's good to have them swept, get them cleaned and inspected to make sure that the flue liners are in place. Like one of the particular fires we had, there was a crack in the flue liner. Now, keep in mind that the flue is only designed to carry that heat and smoke out. It's not designed to have a fire in the chimney. So if your creosote builds up and it burns very intensely, it can damage the flue liner and then potentially spread into the house. Typically I like to say to everybody, there's three main causes of fire. And unfortunately, they're men, women, and children. And that's because we typically either do something we're not supposed to do or we didn't do something we were supposed to do. And that rings true this time of year because people will fill kerosene heaters inside when they're hot, and they'll ignite and set the room on fire. They don't keep their trees watered. And there's a big difference. You may have seen the video I sent out that shows a watered tree versus an unwatered tree and the difference that makes as far as how it burns.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so all those things add up. And candles, we see so many times people leave candles unattended. When you leave, put them out. When you leave, turn your lights off. Don't leave anything to chance when you're away. And, of course, make sure you have working smoke detectors. And I believe now both the city and county have a free smoke detector program where we come out, we install your smoke detector, make sure it's working.
Good deal. Charles Warner is the chief of the City of Charlottesville Fire Department. Thanks, Charles, so much. I appreciate you taking some time with us.
Thanks for letting us say a few words about safety.
Absolutely. Welcome anytime.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit sevillepodcast.com for more.